This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Natalie Portman plays a biologist who used to be a soldier, who has a husband who happens to have been in Star Wars also. That's Oscar Isaac. So we got Queen Amidala and the new Last Jedi. So Star Wars worlds are colliding, and worlds are colliding in general in this film, directed by Alex Wood, Alex Garland, who also directed Ex Machina, which was fantastic, and wrote a book in the 90s that was very popular, The Beach, which was turned into a movie starring Leonardo DiCaprio, which was not as popular. Turns out he's a wonderful filmmaker as well as a writer, who at least wrote one really interesting book. The interesting thing about Annihilation is it's a science fiction film, which is also an edge-of-your-seat, heart-pounding thriller. Has to do with a group of soldiers. It's similar to the, in recent years, to the genre of sort of monster movies where you just don't see the monster, and you're not sure if there is a monster. It's kind of the Cloverfield experiment, and the movie that Amy Adams was in that was up for Best Picture, where there's an alien that's there and you're not sure if it's bad or good. And here what we have is just a visual masterpiece of creation and destruction. And spoiler alert, there's this thing which they call the shimmer or whatever, and it looks like somebody was on acid when they created it, and it just has this kind of, like, it almost looks like a bubble in the light, the way that it shimmers. And essentially the movie is people thinking is just weird stuff happening within the bounds of that. And at the end of the day, it's sort of a close approximates into Close Encounters of the Third Kind, where but also like Alien, in that there's stuff happening, there's a group of people. So it's really, its spiritual predecessor is Alien, because there's people who are there and they kind of get knocked off one by one. But also it's not clear if there is an alien to an extent that it might be a thing that's bad or not. So in that regards, it's more of an existential crisis of the characters that are happen to find themselves there, and really a meditation on the human experience as experienced by the planet Earth. So that's another reading of it. But what it will do for certain is it'll inspire thought, provocative feelings, and it should disturb you in its content and its form, and not in a bad way. It sticks with the eyes, and it sticks in the gut. It's a roller coaster ride, and it's sort of more of a ride than it is anything else, in that you're kind of stuck to grimace through what is an uncomfortable experience of other. So if instead of saying Klaatu not Ratu, on the day the earth stood still, this is really an alien touching human as stem cell research, almost as a stem cell researcher, and just kind of cloning what the humans that happen within its force field. So a very interesting and intricate movie, which is the kind of movie we now can expect from the director of Ex Machina, who seems to be obsessed with what it means to be human, what it means to have consciousness. And so this is part of probably part two of maybe will be a trilogy, but so far just a duology.